I wouldn't say difficult. I'd say it's kind of exhilarating. Like as soon as you get it, it's, you know, especially being a defensive guy, it's like you're not supposed to have it. Right. It's like you just stole from them. So you're just trying to get away from them as quick as possible, and you know, go back to the old high school days of running back.
And do you run away from them, or do you? Because granted, this last one you had Everson like a convoy there with them.
Yeah, I mean it kind of depends, and it's not like an interception returns a setup play. It's kind of like havoc, and hopefully you get some blockers. And luckily, I got a really athletic one in Everson to run the whole field with me.
What did you think about Everson being your wingman there?
Oh, as soon as I saw it was 97, I knew I was good. he's probably faster than I am, so I was pretty happy when I saw that.
Everson, you don't get to pick who would win, play anybody, but just curious what you think about
such a challenge like this. I mean, we're looking forward to it, not, you know, basically just from a competitive standpoint of you know, going against one of the best who's ever played the position at quarterback, and then a lot of other playmakers around there as well. So just seeing where we stack up and going out there and competing.
Is there an advantage to playing a team like New England with their offense established there? How you guys are first year head coach and still trying to figure out what you guys do defensively?
I mean, I really don't know. I think I think we're just going to go out there and we're going to play ball. It doesn't matter what week it is. It doesn't matter if it's, you know, second week, eighth week, playoffs, whatever. We're going to play how we play, and, you know, that's kind of our mindset.
You seem like a guy who likes playing against the best.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, the old adage, you know, you can't be the best unless you beat the best. And I'm not saying this is for all the marbles or anything, but just going against a guy as good as Tom Brady and a team as good as the Patriots, like I said, it can kind of show us where we are, and just a good way to kind of see where we stack up.
He's old enough, and you're young enough that you probably watched him when you were young coming up.
Yeah. You know, between him and Peyton Manning, you know, those guys, I remember watching Peyton and Charles Woodson in the Heisman competition when I was maybe 9 years old or something. So I've seen those guys play a lot of football from a fan's perspective. So I just got to remove yourself from that and watch them as a professional.
Peyton was a pretty big deal back home, I would imagine.
Yeah, I think everybody's kid is named Peyton in Knoxville now. So.
Has your role changed in this defense from last year to this year? Are they asking you to do more? Are you put in positions where you can make bigger plays?
I don't know if I'd say, you know, make bigger plays or stuff like that, but you get to do more for sure. Get to blitz some, get to play like a safety, like a linebacker, all over the place, and it keeps it very interesting, and you got to stay on top of things. And but it's a whole lot of fun being able to do kind of, you almost get to play a role that everyone plays on the defense.
Because on your interception, you were just basically in space. You didn't have an assigned person. You were allowed to sit back and read the play. Is that how it was designed, or is that just what happened?
You know, different plays, depending on how they line up, unfold different ways. And, you know, it was kind of a fortunate play for me just to be able to watch the quarterback a little bit and, go get the ball.
So you feel that they're allowing you
better.